Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
NIV said, rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear from the one in authority? Then do what's right, and he'll commend you. But if you do wrong, be afraid. He doesn't bear the sword for nothing. The New Living says, authorities do not frighten people who are doing right, but they frighten those who do wrong. So do what they say, and you'll get along well. The authorities are sent by God to help you. But if you're doing something wrong, then of course you'll be afraid, for you'll be punished. Be afraid because what? Because you'll be punished. You must obey for two reasons, to keep from being punished and to keep a clear conscience. This is our first session, but you can see already how are we going to be completely free from fear. We got to come to realize what the blood has done for us. We've got to come to realize what it means that we've been made righteous with the righteousness of God in Christ. What does it mean? When these things dawn on our spirit, we'll be delivered from any expectation of evil and punishment because of our mistakes. Because if I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven. If I'm cleansed, I'm cleansed, which means I deserve no punishment for those sins. Jesus took that punishment. He paid the price for my sin. So I deserve no punishment for my sin.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we're going to have to camp on this a while.
Yeah.
You understand? We're going to have to hear this and hear it because we're dealing with centuries and centuries of twisted tradition. And people are afraid. Dr. Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, had more than one vision of the head of the church. And he said one thing, the first vision he had of the Lord where he saw heaven. He told something that stuck with me. I mean, it's ingrained in me. I think I'll never forget it. He said he heard a voice, come up here, come to the throne of God. He thought it was a man hollering. Next thing he knew, he was there. He saw, he said, him who was sitting on the throne. He saw the winged creatures. He saw the beautiful bow behind and around the throne. Well, you know, the rainbow, the Lord said that was his bow. That's his personal bow. And he said he started to look at the throne, and the Lord, the Master, was standing beside him. And he said, don't look on his face. Well, the Bible says no man, living man, has ever seen his face. And so he turned to look at the Lord. He said when he looked at him, he was overcome. He said, people have asked him to try to describe what the Lord looked like. He said, you know, he gives some particulars about height and this and that. But he said, the one thing that stood out to him was the Lord's eyes. He said, it looked like you could look down into them a mile deep. And he said, the only way he could describe it, his eyes were like living wells of love. And he said, when he looked full into the Lord's face, he said, he was so overwhelmed and overcome, he fell on his face. And the Lord's feet were bare. And he put his hands on the Lord's feet and he said, Lord, Lord, nobody like me should look on your face. Nobody as unworthy as I should look on your face. Amen. And you'd probably feel that way, no matter who you were and what you thought you'd done. He said, but the Lord spoke to him and said, get up, stand up. Said he said it such a way that he didn't think about not doing it. He said he stood up and looked at him trembling. So the Lord looked at him and said, I have made you worthy to look on my face. Whew. Has he? Has he? We're either unworthy or we're not. We're either unrighteous or righteous. We're either sinners or we've been cleansed. Can't be both. Right? He said, stand up. You are worthy because I have made you worthy with my own blood. Oh, glory to God. Does that do anything for you, friend? I'm telling you, no matter what mistakes we've made, no matter how badly we failed, if we can have faith and believe, the blood can cleanse us from all unrighteousness and make us holy and pure and worthy. Well, not only just worthy to stand up, but worthy to receive. Do you deserve to be healed? Hold your place here. Where are you? You're Romans 13. Go over to Luke real quickly. Thank you, Lord. Go to Luke, please. The 13th chapter. Luke 13. Verse 11. Jesus, you know, was teaching in the synagogue. And in verse 11, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you're loosed from your infirmity." He laid his hands on her. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Nothing is indicated about her glorifying God for 18 years, while she was bent over and stooped over. But as soon as she was loosed, it glorified God. Right? And the ruler of the synagogue got aggravated and he said, Oh no, healing on the Sabbath day. Of course, now he never told them when they could come back to his place to get healed. He never told them what day they had healing day at his place. But it's like a lot of folk, I mean, they don't have results, but they think they're authorities to tell you what you can't do. How you can't do it, but they never get results. Nah, you can't do that. No, not on the Sabbath day. No, you're breaking the law. You're against the word. And the Lord said, "You hypocrite." You know, sometimes you need to be straight with folks, don't you?
Yeah.
That was weak. You concerned I'm going to be straight with you, huh? But no, sometimes people have played with them and danced around with them and they hadn't got it. They need to see what's wrong. Not mean, but you need to make it plain for them. He said, "You hypocrite. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond or bondage on the Sabbath day?" He said this woman ought to be loosed. Why? Daughter of Abraham. That's covenant talk. I said that's covenant talk. Now that applies everything that came before this, but also Jesus is the fulfillment of all the promises and the covenant that God made with Abraham. So based on the covenant that came before and based on the covenant that is about to be completed and initiated through Jesus, he said, this woman ought to be healed. She ought to be loose. When you look up the word, it literally means it's owed to her. It's owed to her. Ought, I mean, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Ought, where does ought come from? Look up the roots and you'll see. It is owed to her. She ought to be. Why? He didn't say because she'd been a good woman. He said because she's a daughter of Abraham.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't say because she'd done everything right. It's because she's a daughter of the covenant.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because something has been provided. A way has been made for her to be counted worthy to receive, even though her actions had not deserved it. So the devil will sit on people's shoulder and tell them, you know, "Oh, you've made such a mess of your life. You've lied and you've failed and you've stolen or you've done this and that. Why in the world do you think God would ever heal you? Why in the world do you think God would ever pay your bills or do anything for you? Because you're so unworthy." Only if you're lost. Did you hear me? Because if you are saved, if you have been born again, if you've received Jesus, you've been made worthy. And you ought to be healed. You ought to be blessed. You ought to be delivered. And you ought to be expecting it. Right? Well, then you're not afraid you're going to die with that disease because you ought to be healed. You're not afraid you're going under financially because you ought to be rich.
Yeah.
It's been coming slowly, but you can begin to feel a little bit. Should you be healed?
Yes.
Why? Are you worthy to be healed or worthy to be punished? So this is what we got to decide now. See, centuries of preaching across pulpits have told us we're worthy to be punished. Oh, the devil works overtime night and day. He wants you to believe nobody like you is going to get a prayer answered. Nobody like you. Maybe if you were holy enough, maybe if you were perfect enough, something would happen for you. God can't find anybody on earth like that. That's never made any mistakes. Who's he going to use? Who's he going to bless? And if you could merit these kind of things through your own actions, then Jesus' sacrifice would not have been necessary for you. And there's nobody on the planet like that. We all came short. None of us could merit the blessing by our actions and our lives. That's why Jesus came and took upon himself all of our sin and all of our failures. And he took the punishment he did not deserve. He took it. I said, he took it. All the stuff that you and I could ever be afraid of, he took. He bore. He finished. So that we don't have to fear it. I said, we don't have to fear it. Oh my. Well, this is getting so big in me, I don't see how I can do. Go to Luke 5. And then we'll go to Hebrews and I think we'll be done. Not done. We will hit the pause button. Luke. I already want to get to next week. I want to get to the... Ooh, glory to God. The Lord will help us. We're coming up. You talk about a church of receivers. I said, you talk about a church full of receivers. We're going to be one of the receivingest bunches. You better not tell us something belongs to us. We'll get it. We'll get it. When we'll get five extras to share with other people. Amen. You watch. It's already begun. We're just in the beginning stages of it. Oh, we're going to wade out. We are going to possess the promised land. Why? Because we've been made worthy to. And made able to. We can. We ought to have it. Because he bought and paid for it. Right? Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Source of Fear, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803A. That's R803A, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.